From Song of Myself by Walt Whitman. I understand the large hearts of heroes, courage of present times and all times, how the skipper saw the crowded and rudderless wreck of the steamship and death chasing it up and down the storm, how he knuckled tight and gave not back an inch and was faithful of days and faithful of nights, and chalked in large letters on a board, "Be of good cheer, we will not desert you." How he followed with them and tacked with them 3 days and would not give it up. How he saved the drifting company at last. How the lank, loose-gowned women looked when boated from the side of their prepared graves. How the silent, old-faced infants and the lifted sick and the sharp-lipped, unshaved men. All this I swallow. It tastes good. I like it well. It becomes mine. I am the man. I suffered. I was there. I am the mashed fireman, with breastbone broken. Tumbling walls buried me in their debris. Heat and smoke I inspired. I heard the yelling shouts of my comrades. I heard the distant click of their picks and shovels. They have cleared the beams away. They tenderly lift me forth. I lie in the night air in my red shirt. The pervading hush is for my sake. Painless after all, I lie exhausted, but not so unhappy. White and beautiful are the faces around me. The heads are bared of their fire caps. The kneeling crowd fades with the lights of the torches. Take part, I see and hear the whole. The cries, curses, roar, the plaudits, workmen searching after damages, making indispensable repairs, the rent roof, the fan-shaped explosion, the whiz of limbs, head, stone, wood, iron, high in the air. Failing to fetch me at first, keep encouraged, missing me one place, search another. I stop somewhere, waiting for you. Excerpts from Walt Whitman's Song of Myself.